despite the fact that she had loving relationships. Did Ayn Rand ever feel lonely because of her intelligence? Well, I would say yes, she certainly sometimes felt lonely, but not because of her intelligence, but because of the absence of intellectual interactions with people, intellectual interactions that she could respect in her own generation. Let me explain that. She had a number of us, we were all youngsters, 20, 30 years younger than her. I remember saying to her, well, I don't see why it matters to you. If you found people that you think are honest and share your ideas, why it matters that we're 30 years younger or you're 8? And to her, it mattered because she said, I always have to look at you as your teacher, your mother, your mentor, your editor. What I want as a friend is someone who is an equal, a person my age who developed independently of me, that could bring to me a finished person that I can relate to and admire. I can relate to you as I created you, and you know, as you were able to accept it and develop, but I'm always, she didn't say this, what it amounts to, I'm always the sculptor, not the statue. No, and I can't find another. No, occasionally. She found a stamp dealer or a surgeon, her cook, that she could have this. But on the whole, she was surrounded, leaving aside her husband, she was surrounded by people substantially younger than she was. And that she did not like. I mean, she liked us, but she did not want that to be the focus of her social relationships.